Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. For allowing us to come together just one more time. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. On behalf of the Prayer News Network and our visionary founder, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We say welcome. Amen. To each and every one of you. Amen. As you're coming into the Prayer News Network, coming into the room, we welcome you. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise God. Amen. Who's the head of our life. Praise God for being our Savior, our Deliverer. Thank God because we're kept by the power of God. Amen. We just give God the praise. Amen. And we want you to take time out as you're coming in. Get in, amen, settle, get in your heart and your mind, prepare, amen, for tonight's platform and what the Lord has in store for us. I'm going to ask you if you would take time, amen, to reach out, amen, to some of your friends and families, co-workers, amen, and invite them to come on to the Prayer News Network with you, amen, to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We're looking to have a grand time in the Holy Ghost tonight. We know that God, amen, is up to something. Amen. We don't know what God is going to do, but all we know that God is going to move in, amen, in the way that he sees fit to move. Amen. So we want you to invite somebody, amen, to come on to the Prayer News Network, to come on into this broadcast, amen, with you, amen, so that they too can be blessed by the Lord, because we're living in a day and time where everybody needs the word from the Lord. Amen. We need strength. Amen. We need encouragement. We need, amen, God, to just do great things in our life. And tonight the Lord is here just to do that. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. As you're coming on in, we welcome you once again to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. This is the outreach ministry where the Lord is reaching souls all around the world. Amen. From nation to nation, from country to country, from state to state, city to city, God is reaching souls of men everywhere. Amen. He tells us in his word, amen, for us to go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come in that God's house may be filled. Amen. We may not be able to get there physically, amen, due to the pandemic, but one thing about it, God's word can go where we can't go. God's word can reach, amen, those that we may not be able to reach. Amen. And prayer can do what we can do. Prayer can turn a man's heart around. Prayer can fix any situation. Amen. But God has given us the key. Amen. We have the keys to the kingdom. Amen. And faith unlocks every door. And tonight we come, amen, to use our key. Amen. We come to use our faith so that our faith can unlock those doors, amen, that seem to be sealed. Amen. That key, amen, God has the master key tonight that will open any door that needs to be opened. Amen. Tonight we come, amen, to provoke the Lord, amen, to provoke his blessings upon us, amen, and the people of God. So we just thank God for you being a part of this program tonight. Amen. We come, amen, intentional. We come with our mind and our hearts prepared, amen, to hear from the Lord. Amen. And to offer up our praises unto the Lord. We come to bless God tonight with the fruit of our lips. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for this night. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And amen. The number, amen, to invite somebody to the Prayer News Network. Amen. I'm going to give you the number. You can send them a text. Tell them to dial into the Prayer News Network broadcast tonight. The number is 339-209-6891. Once again, we want you to text, amen, a few people, amen, and invite them to come on into the Prayer News Network broadcast tonight. The number is 339-209-6891. And if anybody is experiencing difficulties getting into the line on this number, amen, we do have a workaround number that, amen, we can give you for them to be able to call in on this workaround number as well. Amen, amen. Every so often the system updates itself. And when the system updates, sometimes it, It locks people out where they're not able to call into the Prayer News Network on the original number. But thank God for the ram in the bush. God always has the way, amen, where we will not be defeated. Amen. So tonight, the workaround number for those that you know may be having difficulties getting in, the workaround number, the alternative number is 223-308-3018. Once again, for those that may be experiencing difficulties getting in on the first number, we have a workaround number, and the workaround number is 223-308-3018. We want you, amen, to forward these numbers to, amen, your friends, family, loved ones, coworkers, whoever you know that is standing in need of a blessing tonight, amen. We want you to reach out to them and invite them to, amen, this broadcast on this night. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We are recording live. Amen. We praise God. You can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast following the, amen, the service. At the end of the program, we will give you two numbers, amen, for you to text us to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We don't want you to miss, amen, what God, amen, has for us tonight. You can always go back and play it over again, amen, to receive even more, amen, wisdom, knowledge, and strength from the Lord. Amen. So, amen, we hope that you are excited tonight. We hope you come looking to be blessed by God. Amen. Whatever you need tonight, God, he has everything that you need. Amen. We praise God for each and every one once again. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, our visionary founder of this Prayer News Network, how God lays it upon her heart, put it in her spirit, and she moved, amen, in faith. She acted out in faith. How many of you know faith without works is dead? Amen. Well, she had the faith, amen, and she had the works to go along with it. Amen. And because of that, amen, almost about 2 years, getting close to 2 years now, amen, God began to give her a vision, amen, she began to act upon it. And because of that, amen, almost 2 years later, the Prayer News Network has been established in the earth, amen, going nightly, going strong every night at 9 p.m. Amen. God has been doing some great things on his line. He has been saving. He has been delivering. He has been healing. He has been restoring. Amen. God has just been doing awesome things. Amen. He's been sending his word. The word of God has been going forth even across his line. Amen. Prayer has been going up for the Lord. God has been answering prayers. He's been granting petitions. He has just been doing so many wonderful things. Amen. He has been connecting people back, amen, in fellowship with him. Amen. And for that, we thank God. Amen. I have been blessed through this prayer line. Amen. The Lord has blessed me, amen, even through this prayer line. And I'm so grateful, amen, for it. Amen. I'm passionate about it. Amen. I love, amen, what the Lord is doing, amen, on the Prayer News Network. Amen. And we want you to be a part of the work of the Lord. We don't want you to miss out because God has a blessing in store for you. Amen. The blessing that you're standing in need of tonight, amen, we want you to prepare yourself to receive that blessing, whatever it is tonight that you're standing in need of. Amen. I want you to know tonight, God come to meet your need. And you don't have to leave off this line the same way you got on, in Jesus' name. Amen. We declare that over your life tonight, that you will not leave this line tonight the same way you got on, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe it, give the Lord some praise right now. If you believe God for the victory, give the Lord some praise in advance. Amen. Praise God in advance. Amen. For what he's about to do in each one of our lives. Amen. So we just praise God once again. We thank God for our leaders. Amen. Thank God for our covering of this line. Thank God for every leader that, amen, amen, that God has placed in our lives. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the late Apostle S.T. James. Amen. And Mother James and S.T. James Ministry. The covering of this line, we praise God, amen, for the life and the legacy and the work, amen, that the man of God and the woman of God has done, amen, here on earth, amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the presiding, amen, bishops and elders, amen, that the Lord has, amen, appointed and has, amen, ordained to be in position right now. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Taylor. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Taylor and Mother Taylor. Amen. We just thank God for all of our leaders. Thank God for each and every one of your leaders tonight. Amen. You ought to give God praise for your leaders tonight. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of them that are laboring in the vineyard for the Lord. Amen. They're feeding us the word of God. Amen. So that we can be saved in the end and make it to heaven. Amen. I thank God for my leaders. Amen. My apostle, the late Apostle Samuel W. Hoeks, Sr. Amen. Thank God for, amen, Northern District Bishop, Bishop Richard Jackson. Amen. To our Southern District, amen, Bishop and Mother. Amen. The late, amen, Bishop Louis Marshall. Amen. To his wife, amen, his companion, Mother Janice Marshall. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, these great men and women of God. Amen. Some have gone on to be, amen, to glory, to be with the Lord. Amen. The others are still here with us, laboring in the vineyard for the Lord. And we thank God for them, and we love them for their work's sake. Amen. Thank God, amen, for my current pastor, my local pastor, amen, Pastor Mark Hogue and Lady Kalisa. Thank God for them, amen, being watchmen and watchmen, women over, amen, the walls, amen, watching over God's people, feeding the flock, the word of God. So we just have so much to thank God for. God is good unto Israel. Amen. God is good unto us. He loves us. Amen. With an everlasting love. And tonight, people of God, amen, we come to let you know tonight that we love you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're trying to spread the love of Jesus, amen, all around the world to let somebody know, amen, that God loves them. Amen. Yes, there is hope. There is hope in Jesus. Amen. So we just give God praise. We give God glory. We thank God for everyone, each one of our advisors. Amen. That the Lord has assigned to this work and to this outreach ministry. Amen. How they labor so diligently, how they're so faithful, so committed. Amen. To this program and to this outreach ministry. And we thank God for each and every one of them. Each one has their place in God. And thank God they found their place. Amen. And they're working it out. Amen. In the name of the Lord. So we thank God for all of our, amen, our advisors. We thank God for all of our prayer warriors. Amen. Those that stand in the gap, intercede. Amen. For the world, the nation, for the people of God, for the church, for family, for loved ones, for those that are sick and shut in, those that are incarcerated. Amen. God, amen, God, every area covered. Amen. Every area is covered. Amen. We praise God for that tonight. Amen. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We're going to move on out the way. Amen. We do have a great speaker tonight. Amen. So we don't want to stand in the way of the word of God. Amen. That's to come because, amen, everything is going to pass away. Everything is going down but the word of God. Amen. We need the word of God. We cannot make it. Amen, without God's word. Amen. So we want you to prepare your heart and your mind tonight. Amen, to receive what God has for us. We want you, amen, to prepare yourself. Get your pen, your paper. Amen. Get ready to take notes. Whatever it is, amen, that you need to do. Amen. To be attentive unto the word of God. Amen. We're about to have the, amen, our prayer of sanctification of the line. Amen. We want you to prepare your hearts for prayer tonight. And we come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. But we want you, amen, to remove all distractions from you. Amen. If you have the TV on.
The recording has started.
We want you to turn the TV off. Amen. If you got noise in the background. Amen. We want you, amen, just to quiet your environment so that you won't be distracted. Amen. To hear from the Lord. Because God has a word for each one of us tonight. And we don't want to miss. Amen. What it is that God wants us to receive. Amen. So we want you to position yourself. Amen. And be attentive to the Spirit of God tonight. Amen. As we go into our prayer sanctification, amen, we want you to humble your heart tonight. Amen. We know we can't go before God any kind of way. Amen. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. We want God to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and from every work of the flesh. We want God, amen, to remove it from us tonight so that our prayers won't be hindered, amen, this night. Amen. Will you pray with me tonight? Most gracious Heavenly Father God, Oh, God, we thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you glory. Father God, we come to you as long as we know how. We come to you with thanksgiving in our heart. We come to you with a praise. Oh, God, we bless you with the fruit of our lips tonight. God, we lift up whole our hands, oh, God. We lift up holy hands tonight, God, wherever we may be. Father God, we lift our hand towards heaven. We say thank you. We thank you for being so good to us. We thank you for being our keeper. We thank you for being our strong tower. We thank, oh, God, for being our covering, even from the storms of life. God, we give you praise tonight. We give you glory. Father God, there is none like you. Oh, God, in all the earth, there is none like you. Father God, we rejoice in your holy word. Huh? We thank for what you have done in our lives. We thank for that you have kept us up to this present time, realizing we are not able to keep ourselves. But, Lord, we're kept by your Holy Ghost. Huh? We're kept by your power tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we thank you for another day. Huh? Oh, God, we thank you for the God allowing us to come together, even on this prayer line, to assemble in your holy name. Huh? You said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we come with one mind. We come with one spirit. Huh? Oh, God, we come with one accord tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? We come to hear from heaven tonight. Huh? Oh, God, we come to bless you. Huh? We will bless you at all times. Huh? And your praise shall continuously be in our mouth. Huh? We lift our voice like a trumpet in Zion. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? We say thank you tonight, Lord. Huh? Thank you for being our healer. Huh? Thank you for being our doctor in the sick room. Huh? Thank you for being a door opener. Huh? Thank you for being a way maker tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we come to you tonight. Huh? As humble as we know how. Huh? Oh, God, we humble ourselves. Huh? Under the mighty hand of God. Huh? That in due time, you may exalt us. Huh? Oh, Jesus. Huh? We come with a need tonight. Huh? One needs you for one thing. Huh? Somebody else needs you for another. Huh? But, Lord, we need you tonight. Huh? We need a trust from you, Lord. Huh? One trust from you tonight. Huh? We'll make our calling in worthwhile. Huh? One trust from you, Lord. Huh? We'll change our situation. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? We pray tonight, God, huh? That you will save us tonight. Huh? We pray tonight, God, huh? That you will strengthen your people, Lord. Huh? Encourage your people's heart tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Reach down from heaven tonight, and lift your people up, reach down for heaven tonight, and wipe away those tears, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, you have seen afflictions of your people, you have heard their cry, you come down to deliver them, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, Lord, that you would deliver tonight, deliver them that are bound, set the captive free tonight, move, Lord, move, Lord, move tonight. Tonight, Lord, Holy Ghost, have your way, have your way, Holy Ghost, send your anointing tonight, Lord, send your anointing, God, to destroy every yoke, send your anointing tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we pray tonight, God, that you will search our heart, Lord, search our minds, shine your light from heaven, down on our soul tonight. You find anything that should not be. Lord, we're asking you to take it out tonight. Take it out tonight. Whatever it may be. Whatever's hindering us tonight. Whatever's ailing us tonight. Whatever's keeping us from reaching our goal. From reaching our destiny. We ask you, move it out, God. Move it out the way, Lord. Uproot it tonight. Take it out of our heart, Lord. Take it out of our spirit. Take it out of the mind. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you will cleanse us. We ask that you will cleanse us through and through. Wash us in the precious blood of the Lamb. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood. In the name of Jesus. Wash away every sin tonight. Forgive sins. Let sins be forgiven. Oh, God, let iniquity be washed away. Cast our sins and our iniquity in the sea of forgetfulness. Never to remember them anymore. Oh, Jesus, we know you able, Lord. You are forgiving God. You're the Savior of the world. You're Lord of Lords. You're King of Kings. You're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last. You are the creator of this world. You created us that to worship you. We were created tonight to give you glory. We were created to lift you up in the name of Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord. Help, Lord. Help tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Move on this prayer line. Saved, unsaved. Filled with the Holy Ghost. You're still saving. You're still delivering. You're still healing. You're still restoring. Restore every backslider. Heal the sick tonight. Give sight to the blind. Work a miracle, Lord. Work a miracle, Jesus, in somebody's life. We know you able, Lord. We'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. We'll sing. We'll shout. We'll make known your deeds among the people. Oh, God, tripping your people tonight. Tripping the church, God. The world as a whole. Those that are called by your name. Tripping them tonight, Lord. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the sick say I'm healed. Let them that are bound say I am free. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. See your word, Lord. See your word tonight. Bless this, oh God. Bless this program tonight. In the name of Jesus. Reach the lost souls of men. See your word, Lord. See your word tonight. Let your word do the work. Let your word convict souls unto repentance. Let your word strengthen them that remain. Oh, Jesus. Do it for your name's sake. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We say yes to the will of God. We say yes to the move of God tonight. In the name of Jesus. Bless your messenger tonight. Bless your manservant tonight. Oh, God, have your way, God. Oh, God, bless the servant tonight that you have appointed and anointed and called for times such as this. In the mighty name of Jesus, you get the glory tonight. Move self out the way, so you can have your way. We say speak, Lord. We say speak, Lord. That servant heareth tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, bless the hearers tonight. Oh, God, anoint our ears that we may hear your word. Touch our hearts tonight, that we may open our hearts and receive your word tonight with gladness. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless the Prayer News Network Global. God bless this program tonight. Bless this prayer ministry, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, God. Oh, God, bless the souls of men, God. Those that are calling in from other countries tonight. Those that are calling in, oh, God, from Blog Talk Radio tonight. Those that are listening by Facebook. Oh, God, those that are listening through iPod tonight. However, oh, God, however they may be tuned in tonight. Father God, we pray that you will reach them tonight. And we pray that you will leave them with a blessing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for your name's sake, be glorified. Oh, God, for your name's sake, be edified. We lift you up tonight, God. We love you because you first loved us. Oh, God, we love you with everlasting love. Oh, God, even as you have loved us. Oh, God, with a love that will not cease. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you meet us here tonight. Oh, God, at this point in time and hour. Oh, God, you be pleased with us tonight. Let the words of our mouth and meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, this prayer we pray in faith, believe in all things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. How many of you know that prayer changes everything? Amen. Men ought to always to pray and not to faint. It's something about when we go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I call on that great name, Jesus, Amen. Nothing remains the same. Change, amen, takes place when we call on that great name, Jesus. Amen. We just praise God for this night. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, this program tonight, this broadcast. Thank God for each and every one of you that have called in. Amen. However you're tuning in, listening in. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord, and we welcome you with open arms. Amen. Let you know that you're welcome. Amen. On the Prayer News Network Global, where our visionary founder is Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. I am your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Holmes. Amen. We just give God the praise. Amen. We give God the glory. We want you to know, people, God, that we love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. This is why we're here every night, because we are concerned about you. We're concerned about the lost souls of men. Amen. Souls are dying, amen, all day long. Souls are just dying without God on their side. Amen. But we're here, amen, to reach the souls of men. Amen. At any cost, amen, to reach the lost. Amen. So we just praise God, amen, for this night. Amen. For this, amen, this, amen, hour of worship. We come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. And tonight, amen. Amen. We're going to have a scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. We're going to even ask Sister Mary Hollins if she would push *6, unmute, amen, and come to the platform, amen, and give us our opening reading of our scripture tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
First, giving honor to our Heavenly Father, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to Minister Emmanuel, to our speaker for tonight, and to each of you in your respective places. I will be reading Psalm 103, 1 through 11, The Benefits of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. We praise God for the reading of God's word. Amen. Coming through, amen, Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. We praise God because truly God's word is good. Amen. Thank God for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. That's what we come to do tonight. We come to bless the Lord. Amen. For all his benefits. Amen. That he has, amen, bestowed upon us. Amen. Truly the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank you, amen, woman of God, for the opening, amen, scripture reading. Amen. And tonight, amen, we're going to be favored with a solo, amen, selection coming through, amen, amen, our very own Sister Sheila Jones tonight. Amen. We're going to be favored with, amen, a solo selection coming through our own Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. From Camden, New Jersey. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You can push *6, unmute, and take the platform at this time. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Changing hand. Amen. We certainly thank God for that selection. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. Truly, amen. Enjoy that selection. We pray that you enjoyed it. We're blessed. Amen. Through that praise song. Amen. Letting us know to hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. We got to build our hopes on things eternal. Amen. Hold to God. Amen. Unchanging hand. Amen. We give God praise tonight. We thank Sister Sheila Jones, amen, for that beautiful, amen, selection. Amen. I want you to know, people of God, amen, the music that you hear in the background, amen, that's her playing. Amen. The Lord has anointed her to play, amen, the piano and the organ, amen, at a very early age. And she's been playing to the glory and honor of God ever since. Amen. So we thank God, amen, once again for that beautiful, amen, selection coming through Sister Sheila Jones. And thank God for her always being a blessing to us. Every time we call, amen, she's always a blessing to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So we appreciate you, woman of God. We thank God for you. Amen. We just give God praise tonight. We give God glory for everything that has been said and done thus far. We pray that you're having a good time. We pray and we hope that you're enjoying the Lord. Amen. Because God, amen, he is so good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. We praise God. Amen. How the Lord has been blessing us on the Prayer News Network every night. Amen. As the four stated, we're here every night at 9 p.m. Amen. The Lord has been doing great things on this line. He has been saving. He has been, amen, healing. He has been delivering. He has been reclaiming souls back unto his kingdom. Amen. The Lord has been restoring strength. He's been giving people hope. Amen. He's been renewing our minds, our joy, our peace. The Lord has been doing so many things for us. He's been answering prayers, petitions that are, amen, are being prayed, amen, for. God is granting them and answering them according to his will. So we just, amen, thank God for all things tonight. Amen. We give God the praise. Amen. For every speaker that has been coming forth on this line. Amen. Mighty men and mighty women of God. Amen. Preaching on this line, declaring the word, amen, the word of the Lord. Amen. To, amen, the prayers. Amen. When we have prayer nights, amen, our prayer warriors and those go forth in prayer. Amen. Interceding. And God has been answering, amen, the prayers that have been going up. So we just praise God for each and every one. Amen. We thank God for all of our callers. Amen. Those that are calling in from other countries. Amen. China, Italy, Bahama, Nassau. Amen. The Virgin Islands. Amen. Italy and Brazil. Amen. Just so many places. Amen. We just want to recognize you tonight to let you know that we know you're listening in. We, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. Want you to know that we love you, but God loves you best. Amen. To all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, those that are calling in through Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you tuning into this broadcast so faithfully. Amen. To all of those that are tuning in by way of Facebook, amen. This program, this broadcast is even, amen, being live on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network, and there you can find this program, amen, amen, being live and recorded even at this moment as we speak. Amen. So we just praise God for all the avenues that God has made, amen, and made it possible for this, amen, for this broadcast to be and for the word of God to go out, amen, to the souls of men everywhere, where everybody can hear the word of God and they will be without excuse. Amen. And Jesus said this gospel must be preached in all the world. Amen. As a witness. Amen. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to warn men everywhere that Jesus is coming back again. Amen. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. So we just thank God for this night. Amen. We do have a great speaker tonight. Amen. Lined up. Amen. And we're so happy tonight. Amen. Amen. To have this speaker. Amen. He's no stranger to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Global. He's been with us. Amen. A few times from time to time. Amen. Been a little while since he has been with us. But we praise God tonight. Amen. That the Lord has ordained it to be so for him to come and be with us. Amen. This night. Amen. This night has been ordained by God. Amen. And God has a word for us. Can somebody say, there is a word from the Lord tonight? Amen. Can somebody say it again with me? There is a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. So we, amen, we're not going to stand in the way of any of our speaker. Amen. But we, amen, we do thank God for this man of God. Amen. He's a man of God, and amen. We thank God for him. Amen. There's so much I can say, but amen, just to narrow it down, he loves the Lord. He's a preaching man of God. He loves to preach. Amen. He's a teacher as well. He loves to teach. Amen. He loves the people of God. He loves the church. And he has the people of God in the church at heart. Amen. And we thank God for him. Amen. The Lord has anointed him to do many things, even in the natural. Amen. He's a mechanic, by, amen, by trade. Amen. He's a truck driver by trade. Amen. He does electrician, carpenter. Amen. He's, amen. He just does so many things, amen, that God has anointed his hands, amen, to do. Amen. And we're just so grateful. He's a blessing to the body of Christ. He's a blessing to the church and to so many people. Amen. And he, man, thank God he's a father of four. Amen. First, he's a husband, amen, of the same woman for about 26, 27 years. Amen. He's a father of four, amen, sons. Amen. He's a brother. He's a son. Amen. He's an uncle. But, amen, he's also a man of God. Amen. He's a pastor. Amen. And not only that, but to make it so special, amen, is, amen, he's my pastor tonight. Amen. He's my pastor. But not only that, but he's my brother. Amen. He's my natural brother. Amen. And praise God that God has us working in the ministry together. Amen. So we're going to get on out the way. Amen. So that he could come forth. Amen. And do what God say do. Amen. But tonight, amen, we're going to, amen, yield our platform. Amen. To no other than, amen, our pastor and brother. Amen. Pastor Mark Hogue. Amen. Pastor of True Holiness Temple Church of God out of Athens, Georgia. Amen. We want you to greet the man of God as he come forth tonight. Amen. To take the platform. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Mark Hogue. You can push *6, unmute your phone. Amen. And embrace the platform at this time.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. God bless you, everyone out there. Amen. And we want to, amen, acknowledge the Lord, amen, and another word of prayer, if you would. Just humble your hearts and bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for this Prayer News Network. We thank you for every listening ear on the line tonight. Father, those that are far, those that are near, Lord God, across the globe, Father, we pray for each and every one right now. Every listening ear, we pray you strengthen them. Oh, God, bless them and keep them. Save the unsaved. Heal the sick. Deliver the bound. Set the captive free. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Lord, we're looking unto you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And without you, we can do nothing. But, Lord, with you, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. In the name of Jesus, send thy word, Lord. sin not anointing evermore. Let your word have its free course. Feed our souls of manna from on high. We love your evil, Father. Have your eternal way. Bind every work of darkness, every work of the adversary. Destroy Satan's works. In the name of Jesus, cast them out, send them back to the pit. We thank you, Father. Now, Lord, we ask you to also bless this news network, prayer news network, the visionary, Evangelist Bradley, Minister Emmanuel, the team as a whole, all of those name by name and one by one. Father, we pray you continue to bless and strengthen them as they endeavor to do thy will, O God. And we thank you, and we count it done, and we ask it of thee in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, and thank God. Amen, and we do honor the Lord tonight, amen, who's the head of our life. Amen to every one of you here that is on the line tonight. Amen to the visionary, amen to evangelist, amen, Bradley. Amen to, amen, your head officials, your leaders. Amen to Minister Emmanuel, amen, as he stated, my, amen, brother, amen, the co-host tonight. Amen, fellow laborers also in the gospel, in the ministry. Amen, I thank God for you. Amen, and also the team. Amen, all of you that work along with Evangelist Bradley and the PNN Network. Amen, we thank God for you. Thank God for keeping the vision alive. Amen, to carry the gospel around the globe. Amen, and we do honor my leaders. Amen, to our late, amen, overseer, amen, General Overseer Apostle Samuel W. Hogue Sr. Amen, we praise God for him for this great work, amen, that he has started and God has used to, amen, work out the Christian Temple Assembly Churches of God Incorporated. Amen. To our, amen, Northern District Overseer, amen, Pastor Jackson. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. To a late Southern District Overseer, amen, Pastor Lewis Marshall. Amen. His companion, amen, Mother Marshall, Southern District Mother. Amen. To every one of you, amen, to the body of Christ, to all of your leaders, we honor them all. Amen, in the name of the Lord tonight. Amen. And just before we go into the word of God, portion of song, I want to sing a piece of it tonight, if that's all right. Amen. And it's, amen, goes like this. I'm not doubting about the way. Ooh, I'm not doubting about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That song, amen, is the status, amen, of my heart and of my testimony. I'm not doubting about the way. Amen. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. And I'm not doubting about the way. Glory to God. Amen. I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about what he's done, what he's doing, and for what he's about to do. Amen. I'm glad for what God has done in my life. Amen. I can stand here before you tonight and say that I'm saved through the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Sanctified, cleaned up. Amen. Set apart for God's divine use. Amen. Have the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The promised comforter. Amen. The keeper of my soul. Amen. In whom my soul loveth. Amen. And I'm glad for bringing me out of a miserable world of sin. Amen. And maybe somebody on the line tonight, amen, if you don't know the Lord, amen, the Lord is yet standing with outstretched arms. Amen, saying, come, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Amen. One day I came to the Lord, amen, laden down in sin. Amen, but the Lord, he took me in. Amen, and made something beautiful out of my life, and I'm glad about it tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to try to go on to the word of God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, Amen. You can turn with me, amen, to the book of St. Matthew. Once again, amen, the book of St. Matthew. Amen. The 11th chapter. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, for this great opportunity. Amen. To come back on PNN again. Amen. To help, amen, to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. By way of this great network. Amen. Thanking God, amen, for the vision. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, the woman of God, even, amen, taking the time out to obey God and to obey the vision of the Lord. Amen. To work it out. Amen. For this great purpose of time in which we are living in. Amen. And Jesus said in the word of God, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. Amen. And this is what, amen, this PNN News Network is doing. Amen. The gospel is being preached throughout all the world. Amen. And this is the time that we're living in. Jesus is soon to come. Amen. He's coming back in an hour. Amen. That we think not. Hallelujah. Amen. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Amen. And we're going to begin reading with verse 1. Amen. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 1 reads, and it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Amen. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, amen, talking about John the Baptist here, when John had heard the, amen, in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Verse 4 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and shew John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For the reading of his word, 11th chapter of St. Matthew, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Tonight, amen, for, amen, a few moments, a few minutes, if I will. Amen. I want to leave a thought or topic with you on tonight. Amen. No need to look for another. Amen. No need to look for another. Amen. You're talking about, amen, no need to look for another. Talking about no need to look for another Christ, another Savior, another anointed one of God. Amen. Another deliverer, another keeper of our souls, another healer, another way maker. The list just goes on and on and on. No need to look for another. Amen. In our scripture text tonight, amen, as the Bible reads, amen, it had came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples. Amen. He then departed thence to teach and preach in their cities over in Galilee. Amen. And now John, amen, the Baptist, amen, he had heard in prison. He was locked up in prison. Amen. You got to understand that John the Baptist, amen, was known as the forerunner of Christ. Amen. He was, amen, biologically, amen, the cousin, amen, of Jesus. 6 months about in an age, amen, older than Jesus. Amen. According to the word of God, the Bible lets us know that, amen, John the Baptist, being born of his mother Elizabeth, being born and filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And God had anointed John the Baptist, amen, that he would, amen, was to carry this great gospel of Jesus Christ to prepare, amen, the way of the coming of the Lord. Amen. To get the people's hearts and minds ready, amen, to receive Jesus when he came on to the scene. Hallelujah. Amen. But bring us up where we are. Amen. Jesus, amen, had came onto the scene. John the Baptist was out in the, amen, wilderness of Judea, baptized and in the river of Jordan. And that's how he got the name of John the Baptist. In other words, John the Baptizer. Hallelujah. Amen. And John was out there baptizing folks, amen, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Amen. Make straight, amen, paths for your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. But now it came when came on the scene. Oh, Lord. And John said, he looked and he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. John said, whose shoe latches? I'm not even worthy to stoop down and latch it. Amen. Symbolizing, amen, humility, going as low as he can go, acknowledging that the Lord was greater than he. He said, he that cometh after me, talking about Jesus, amen, John said, he is greater than me. In other words, he's preferred before me. Amen. Can I get a witness? And the Bible lets us know, amen, that John, amen, had to baptize Jesus in the river of Jordan. Jesus began to command John and began to let him know, amen, that he was to baptize Jesus in the river of Jordan. But John began to tell the Lord, he said, in other words, I have need of being baptized of thee, Lord. Amen. But Jesus told John, he said, John, it behooves us to fulfill the will of God in all righteousness. Amen. So therefore, John, amen, he saw that the will of God had to be done. Amen. John, hallelujah, glory, begin to take Jesus in the water. Amen. In the river of Jordan and begin to baptize Jesus. Amen. The Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Amen. The anointed one. And when John baptized him, the Bible tells me, amen, that the Spirit of God descended from heaven in the bodily form of a dove and began to light on the shoulder of Jesus. And the heavens opened up and God spoke with all of a voice out of the heavens and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just trying to give you a little background. Amen. An introduction of who John is as being John the Baptist. So now the time came that John had gotten locked up in prison. Amen. For preaching holiness. Amen. For preaching the truth. Amen. If you go to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 11. I don't have time to get into it all tonight. Amen. But John began to preach. Amen. To King Herod. Amen. Began to let him know. Amen. That it was wrong. Amen. For Herod. Amen. To have his brother Philip's wife. In other words, John the Baptist was preaching against adultery. Lord. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. And John began to preach, amen, until the devil got mad. And that's the same way it is today's time. Amen, when you're preaching the truth. Amen, you're preaching holiness. Amen, sometimes the enemy, amen, Satan will get mad. He don't like it when the truth goes forth. I heard Jesus said in St. John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Lord, amen. It's the truth of this precious word that's going to deliver one's soul. It's the truth of the word of God that's going to deliver the bound, that's going to set the captive free. It's the truth of God's word, amen, that will liberate one, amen, out of the bondage of sin. It's the truth of the word of God, this unadulterated gospel, the gospel truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Getting ahead of myself here tonight. Amen. But John began to preach to Herod. Tell him it's wrong for him to have his brother Philip's wife. Amen. John stood, amen, for the right. And that's the way it is. I encourage you out there tonight. Amen. True preachers, men and women of God, keep preaching the truth. Keep standing on the truth. Keep standing on the holiness of God. No time to bow. No time to take down. No time to compromise. No time to take sides. Oh, glory to God. We're living in a day and time. Folk want you to take sides. They want you to get in agreement with their sin. Get in agreement with their wrongdoing. But I come to tell you tonight, it's holiness or hell. Amen. I'm not doubting about the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. John the Baptist began to preach. And therefore, amen, the time came. Amen. And Herod, amen, at the time of his birthday, amen, King Herod, amen, his daughter, amen, or the daughter Herodias, began to dance before Herod, amen, that it pleased him so much so that he made her a promise. And he said, whatever you ask of me, that he would give it to her. In other words, up to half of his kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. But amen, Herod, amen, Herodias, amen, the mother of the daughter, the one that danced before the king, amen, the child didn't know, amen, what they asked for, amen, so she went to her mother and said, Mom, in other words, amen, what shall I ask for, amen, being instructed of a mother, amen, the Bible tells me that a mother, amen, being full of the devil, amen, begin to ask for the head of John the Baptist, amen, in a charger. In other words, that is to say, like a serving tray or a serving platter. She wants the head of that preacher, amen, that holiness man, that's preaching the gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ. She didn't like it, amen, because he exposed the wrongdoing. She didn't like it because he showed up her wrongdoing of sin. But that's the way that it is. The truth of God's word. It don't come to hurt, but it comes to help. If you would receive and believe it. So by that time, amen, Herod, amen, he was hurt. He was sorry that he ever said that he would do what he said he would do. But by him being a king, he had to keep his word. He had to keep his oath. Amen. And he said, amen, them, amen, to get the head of John the Baptist. But before the death of John the Baptist brings us up to where we are now in 11th chapter of St. Matthew. Amen. John being locked up in prison. Amen. For doing what's right. For preaching the truth. Amen. Now John began to send two of his disciples. Amen. Said, you go. Amen to Jesus. Amen. And ask of Christ. Amen. Is it him? Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? I come to tell you tonight, no need to look for another. Glory to God. Some are looking for another tonight. Some are looking for a way out. Some are trying to get away from the truth. Amen. Some are trying, amen, to find another route. Amen. An escape route. Maybe a detour. But if you want to make it to heaven, you got to go God's way. I'm reminded of a message my late pastor preached many years ago. He said, God's way is the right way. God's way is the best way. That's why I sing the song that I'm not doubting about the way. Glory to God. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So now John the Baptist being locked up in prison for doing what is right. Hallelujah. Amen. He sent two of his disciples. Amen. To go ask Jesus, art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Amen. Jesus began to answer and tell, hallelujah. He said, tell John, you go back. and you tell John the Baptist, amen, those things which ye do hear and see, the blind receiving their sight, the lame been made to walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf ears are being opened, the dead is being raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Glory! Hallelujah. What you're saying, Brother Pastor? I'm telling you now, as the Bible tells me, Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today and forever. He changes not. People may change, but the word of God don't change. The signs may change, but God don't change. The seasons may change, but God don't change. Nothing about the Lord has changed. His word remains faithful. His word remains true. His word remains right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He said, tell John. You let John know. It ain't no need for him to look for another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It ain't no need for him to look for another. Amen. You tell him I'm out here doing. Amen. What I said I would do. He's a yet a miracle worker. I'm talking about God Almighty. He's yet a miracle worker. He's yet on the throne. He's yet healing. He's yet saving. He's yet delivering. He's yet setting the captive free. That's the reason why, even on this PNN news network, going globally, all around the world, God's got a purpose. Somebody wants this gospel. Somebody wants the truth. Somebody wants to know what they must do to be saved. Glory to God. And the Bible lets me know that it's up to us, those that have been called, anointed and appointed by God Almighty. Oh, glory to God. I'm reminded of the Bible in the book of Isaiah about the 61st chapter. He said, because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to preach the gospel. Well, hallelujah. God have anointed us to do this work. And we got to do it to the glory and honor of God. I heard Jesus when he went on in the word of God. He said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I come to tell you tonight, don't be offended in the word of truth, in the word of God. Don't be offended in what's right to do. This is what it's going to take if you want to be saved. This is what it's going to take if you want to see Jesus. If you want to go to heaven, this is what it's going to take. It's time to turn from your wicked ways. It's time to turn away from sin. I heard the songwriter said, Jesus, he dropped the charges, said I was guilty for sin so long. I lived in sin much too long. But Jesus, with his special love, reached down with his hand from above. He forgave me of all of my wrong. And he dropped the charges. I said, Jesus, he dropped the charges. That's the way it is tonight. God want to drop the charges. Somebody on the line tonight, you may not know the Lord in the pardon of your sin. But Jesus, he's waiting on you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. If you let him in, just humble yourself right now before the mighty hand of God. In due time, he said he would exalt you. No need to look for another. I heard the Bible said, I found him whom my soul loveth. Yes, maybe you're looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking in the man, looking in the woman. The boy or the girl, mother or father, looking for a fatherly love, maybe a motherly love, maybe companionship. I come to tell you tonight, no need to look for another. If you look to Jesus, the Bible tells me, Hebrews the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2, declared in the word of God, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience, perseverance, in other words, endurance, go through something. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. My God, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who endured the joy, for who the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Glory, hallelujah, yeah, Lord. Somebody give God some praise out there, where you are right now. Just give God some praise. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, no need to look for another. No need to look for another. Hallelujah. I encourage you tonight, even as John the Baptist sat in that prison cell, amen, in that dungeon, being locked up for doing what is right. I heard somebody years ago preach the message entitled, and say, why do good things, why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to good people? That's the way John, amen, felt, no doubt in his heart. He was doing good, preaching the word of God, standing on holiness, standing on what's right. But he ended up in jail because he was doing right. No, but I'm reminded of the word of God in the book of 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and about the 12th verse. It said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Glory to God. In other words, sometimes, even though you're living godly and in Christ Jesus, you still got to suffer. Sometimes persecution, sometimes tests and trials are going to be fallen. Sometimes tribulation and even temptation are going to be set us. But we can't afford to let these things cause us to look for another. What we need to do is keep trusting God. Keep looking to the Lord. He is the author, meaning the beginning, and the finisher, and the end of our faith. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. No need to look for another. Amen. Some are looking for another. Oh, glory to God. Some have turned from the true and the living God. Amen. Some have gone and turned to idols. Amen. They're turning to idols. Amen. An idol can be anything that you put ahead of the true and the living God because they're looking for another. No need to look for another. No need to turn into idols. Glory to God. Some looking to Muhammad. Idol God. Some looking to Buddha. Idol God. They can't deliver your soul. They can't save you from a burning hell. They can't heal you when you're sick. Amen. They can't pick you up when you're down. Yeah, Lord. No need to look for another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm reminded in my closing. I'm going to try to let you go. If the Lord say the same. I'm reminded in St. John, amen, the 14th chapter, amen, verse 6, amen, Jesus saith unto him, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said he's the way, he's the truth, and the life. No need to look for another. I'm reminded over in the book of St. John, amen, the 6th chapter, about the 63rd verse, amen, I heard when Jesus told, amen, the disciples, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life with me. Yes, Lord, and about this time, as it went on down, many of his disciples, they begin to murmur and begin to be offended, and they say within themselves, in other words, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Glory. Hallelujah. But I heard, amen, the word of God said, from that time, many of his disciples, they went back and walked no more with him. Yeah, Lord. And the Bible tell me, and then Jesus, amen, said unto the 12, amen, will you also go away? Begin to ask them a question. Amen. But how many know that when you're committed, I'm talking about fully committed, you'll stay right there when you're standing on the promises of God Almighty. You'll stay right there. I heard the Bible said in Psalms, Psalm 125, amen, verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. Glory. Hallelujah. So Jesus asked, amen, the chosen 12. He said, will you also go away? Then about that time, I heard Simon Peter when he answered the Lord. He said, Lord, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe. I'm going to say that again. And we believe. And we are sure. We ain't got no doubt about it. We believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Whoa, glory. Hallelujah. I believe tonight. And I'm sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm not doubting about the way. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holiness is right. Amen. No need to look for another. No need to look for another. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. People are looking, but they're looking in all the wrong places. Amen. They're looking for peace. They're looking for love, joy, and happiness. Amen. But you can't find it except in Christ Jesus. Amen. These things down here, they're only temporarily. They're not going to last. They're only for a season. Amen. They're here, they come, and then they're gone. Amen. But what is done for Christ, only what you do for Christ will last. Glory to God. No need to look for another tonight. Amen. Maybe you've been thinking about it. Trying to find a way out, trying to find a detour, trying to find another route to take. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, there's no other way if you want to see Jesus and you want to see his face in peace. Amen. If you want to go to heaven, amen. Mary sang the song, I believe it was. It said, heaven, heaven, I want to go. Amen. I want to go to heaven. I got someplace to go. Amen. And that's heaven. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, amen, don't miss out on heaven. Amen. We're living in the last days where Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back very soon. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Will you be ready? Amen. Maybe you're on the line tonight listening in and may not know the Lord in the pardon of your sin tonight. Amen. But you can get to know him. Amen. You can get to know him right where you are. Amen. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Glory to God. Amen. He knows how to fix it for you. Jesus died, amen, just to fix it for you. He knows what to do. Amen. Say Matthew 11, chapter verse 28, declared in the word of God and lets us know. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hallelujah. And learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you shall find rest unto your weary soul. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Right now, amen, if you're the one that don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sin, amen. If you're just willing enough to humble yourself before the Lord right now, amen. Just bow your head, close your eyes, and think on the mercy and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And just repeat after me, if you will, right now. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I am a sinner, and I do acknowledge and openly confess all my sins and transgressions. Thank you, Lord. I do believe. Hereby repent of all my sins and transgressions and ask your forgiveness and mercy. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for my sins and that God has raised him from the dead. And now, Lord, I ask you to come into my heart to abide with me forever. I surrender my life to you, Lord. I'm yours. And by faith, I thank you for saving my soul. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You've took the boldest step. If you repeated after me the sinner's prayer, you've took a bold step of faith. You made a bold step tonight, moving forward in the right direction. Amen. To being made whole. Amen. With God. Amen. The Bible tells me in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. No need to look for another. Amen. No need to look for another. Amen. Thank God. God bless you. Amen. Man of God. Service back to your hands. Platform back to your hands. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. To we praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. Coming through Pastor Mark Hogue. Amen. What a timely, beautiful message. Amen. To each and every one of us. No need to look for another. Amen. Don't waste your time. Amen. Don't waste your time. Amen. Trying to find another. Amen. Savior, healer, deliverer, friend. Whatever you need, it's all in Jesus. Amen. Somebody said, what you're looking for? Amen. What is it that you're looking for tonight? Amen. It's all in Jesus. He is the answer. Amen. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Amen. We praise God for the word of God. We thank God, amen, for the man of God. Amen. To come forth and deliver God's word. Amen. And I know he has already, amen, taken you through, walked you through the repentant prayer. Amen. But we want to give you an opportunity at this time, amen, to confess, amen, with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Maybe, like the preacher said, maybe you're on the line tonight and you don't know the Lord. You've been looking in all the wrong places. You're looking for that comforter. You're looking for that love. You're looking for that peace. Amen. That tranquility. But you're looking all in the wrong places. Amen. Tonight, God has you on the line. Because, amen, you found the answer tonight. Amen, you found the answer if you will only accept it. And it's in Jesus. Yeah. Amen. So we're going to ask the man of God if he will come back. Amen. If he would, amen, pray. Amen. The prayer of repentance and faith for anybody on the line that want to be saved to come over to the platform. Amen. To acknowledge, amen, that they want to be saved. Amen. We want to pray the prayer of faith for deliverance to them. Amen. And following that, amen. We want, amen, you to pray, amen, for any special prayer requests that, amen, any may have on the line at this time. Amen. But first, we're going to do the prayer of salvation. Amen, man of God, if you would, amen, offer up the prayer of salvation to any on the line that want to be saved, amen, at this time. And then following that, if you would do, amen, the prayer, amen, a special prayer request, amen. God bless you. Back into your hands, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. At this time, amen, those on the line tonight, amen, is there one tonight? You've heard the word of God. Amen. We've already, amen, led you to the sinner's prayer. Maybe you've confessed, amen, right where you are. You've, amen, repeated after me the sinner's prayer. You want to do an opening confession, amen, of your faith, this new beginning of faith walk in your life. Amen. I heard the scripture where it told me in the word of God. It said they overcame the dragon, amen, by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. If you're willing, amen, to speak up, bold enough to speak up and to acknowledge and say, that was me. God was speaking to me tonight. Amen. And I confessed it, amen, the Lord as Lord and Savior of my life. Amen. You may do so here tonight, right now. Amen. Press star 6, unmute yourself, and come on over. Amen. And make your bold confession of faith tonight. Would there be one? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Don't be ashamed to acknowledge and openly confess. Amen. This is the new beginning. If you've repeated after me the sinner's prayer, you've, amen, turned a new leaf on life, amen, today. Amen. This is a new year we've entered in. Might as well make a new start. Amen. If you wasn't walking with the Lord, amen, now you can start walking and talking and living for the Lord. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Someone want to confess their faith tonight before the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. No need to be ashamed. Amen. No need to be afraid. Amen. We all have need of, amen, the Lord tonight. Amen. I need him. You need him. We all need him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, amen, at this time, amen, maybe we have some special prayer requests. Amen. Somebody wants, amen, to put up a request in. Amen. We can touch and agree with you in prayer. Amen. Believe in God, amen, with you and for you and on your behalf for whatever it is that you need prayer and requesting prayer for tonight. Amen. Any special prayer request tonight, amen, that can be made mentioned and made known, amen, right now. You may come on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Any special prayer requests? Amen. I know somebody out there's got some prayer requests. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Somebody out there's got a request going up before the Lord. We're just here to touch and agree with you tonight. Amen. We're here. We want to touch and agree with you in faith. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I would like to request prayer for the Johnson family, please. Missionary Gloria Johnson and her family. Thank you. Enjoy the word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Prayer for the Johnson family. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We believe in the power of prayer. We know that prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Will there be another one? Another prayer request. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. With everything going on in today's time.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Packer. Enjoy the word, man of God. I'm asking for prayer for my sister Mary. She had a stroke, and she's in rehabilitation, but things seem to be a little slow. But we're asking prayer for her. Also asking Amen. Prayer for my grandson that the Lord would deliver him. Name is my sister. Name is Mary, and my grandson named Quentin. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for those prayer requests. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Prayer is still being made and it's going up before the Lord. Glory to God. It's good when you can get, amen, some prayer people and prayer warriors together, amen, that know how to get an answer from heaven. and we can touch and agree with you in prayer. Amen. The prayer warriors on PNN and networks, amen, they've been praying and laboring. Amen. And they're here, and I'm here with you also to touch and agree in prayer for you and your requests. Any other prayer requests, special prayer requests at this time? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Last call. Any other special prayer requests? We don't want anybody to miss out. Amen. If you're trying to, amen, get on over you, press star 6. Amen. Unmute yourself. Star 6 so you can come on over and put in your prayer request before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Before we take these prayer requests before the throne of grace, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If not, amen, we're going to go to the throne of grace right now. Amen. Believe in God. Amen. Because we know that prayer changes things. Amen. Will you touch and agree with me in prayer, those that can get a prayer through? Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for this PNN network, Prayer News Network. We thank you for your precious word, Father. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. And the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank of every listening here on the line tonight. Oh, God, those that have took the bold step of faith and they confessed their faith before you. And they might not came forth, but, Father, you know each and every one of them wherever they are. Lord God, you've got a listening ear and a listening eye, looking eye. Behold, the eye of the Lord is in every place. Behold, good and the evil. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask you also to look on every special request that has been made and brought before thee tonight. Father, we bring it before your throne right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look on the Johnson family right now. Hallelujah. Lord God, we know you're able, Father. You know the request, oh God. You know the petition that is given up before thee. We bring them before you right now, the Johnson family as a whole in its entirety. Father, we pray to touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, continue to strengthen them up. Continue to bless them and keep them, Father. In the name of Jesus, be the lifter of the head, God. We know you're able tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, heal and deliver. Set the captive free, Father. Send on restoration, God. In the name of Jesus, those that may not know you, even throughout the family, we ask you to bring them to you, God, that they may come to know you in the pardon of their sin. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we believe you by faith. We thank you in advance, God. In the name of Jesus, look on Sister Mary tonight. Oh, God, we know you're able. Touch her body right now. Lord God, you can reach her wherever she may be. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal the body. Make every whit whole, Father, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. We ask for healing tonight in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And with your stripes, we are healed. Jesus, Jesus, look on the grandson tonight by the name of Quentin. Touch him right now, God. You know the request before we even ask, God. Hey, God, hallelujah. I know you're able, Father. Fix it for Quentin right now. Touch his heart, mind, body, and soul, God. Save, heal, and deliver. Make every whit whole, God. In the name of Jesus,